Let's go to Marianne in Denver, Colorado, and she's got a question about some dental implants. Are you there, Marianne?
Yes, yes, I am, Dr. Marshall. Thank you for taking my message.
You're welcome. And how old a woman are you?
I'm 65, and I weigh 145 pounds.
Okay, and you're thinking of doing some dental implants?
Yes, yes, I've had dentures for a very long time, and so I just need to get some dental implants so I could, you know, continue to chew and eat.
Well, the first.
I know you were talking about a year now. We're waiting for them to the dentist to get some kind of a better implant.
Yes, actually, we've got a write-up on the dental work, and it's called "Making the Right Dental Choice." And if you call the order line, you can get a copy of that, and that will be more than you ever wanted to know about dental work. But I would say, with regard to the implants today, all that's available are titanium implants, and of course, if these are done in the front teeth, there's sort of a grayish shadow that shows through the cheek, through the front of your, you know, under where your front teeth would be. And for this reason, the powers that be have granted us zirconium implants, and I understand that five companies have achieved FDA approval, but that marketing does not begin to December of 2009, so you got about 7 months or so to wait here, but I would say the wait is going to be worth your while, and I would say that those of you who get American dentures, you know, you may find yourself somewhat of an endangered species because the pink in an American denture is cadmium, and the plastic is enough to choke a horse, and there's so many things wrong with it, it's very scary. So for those of you out there who have dentures, what I would do is consider remaking the denture with Valplast or Dentsply. These are German biobiology materials that are available throughout the United States. And to my knowledge, they're not costlier. So you could get a set of dentures that's not a nail in your coffin every time you use them. That would be one thing you can do. The second thing that I would suggest is definitely waiting, because the titanium implants, when they first came to the market, were 100% failure. Biofilm formed, and they all were rejected.
Okay.
What they did then was to coat the titanium with low-fusing ceramic, the same material your teeth are made of, and then they put them in, and it stopped the rejection. But now, instead of, you know, creating these biofilms in the mouth, you just have a cell phone antenna that you can't shut off. So I can't say, I think I'd rather be toothless than have a titanium implant. So I think you're going to be way better off waiting in a couple months. And from all the research and the work that's being done in Liechtenstein and in Germany, they appear to be fully equal and just as successful as the titanium cell phone antennas. So hopefully that will take care of that. Do be patient. I myself am waiting. I'd like to have a couple of those myself, but I sure don't want a cell phone antenna that I can't shut off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks. Bye now.